All right, Token Smart Podcast with a exciting crew to sit down and talk with. Sitting here with a couple of OGs in the space, Connie Digital and Skeeny. And we were sort of like brought together, well, we were brought together a long time ago, but brought together again recently by a lot of the headlines that are going on with NFTs exploding and a lot of like mainstream people and projects and opinions and ideas come into the space. And honestly, it's something that I've like been vocal about and has really like, you know, I don't know what the word is or the term is, like ruffled my feathers or something. I hate that, but it bothers me, right? And I'm trying to like sort of toe the line between like being like some cranky OG that like can't adapt to like the changing landscape, to also like sticking up for what is right and like making it known publicly for, you know, who like actually built this space and who actually like, you know, the main contributors are and like the real innovators in the space. And you know, right now I feel like I'm sitting here with two of them who I just feel like have routinely gotten sort of overlooked and snubbed with a lot of this space exploding right now. So I'm honored to sit here with two of the most knowledgeable people and most innovative people in the space, Connie and Skeeny. And would love to dive into some of the recent things that have happened. And Connie, man, you've been burned. This has been like a history for a long time. Skeeny just had like the world record for like the shittiest week, I think, and like humanity based on like people stealing his concept and his money. Yo, man, I'll pass the mic to Skeeny first, man, just because it's the most like recent thing that's happened, but really looking forward to diving into all this stuff with both of you. So, Skeeny, man, what the fuck, dude?
What the fuck indeed, man? What a crazy fucking week. I can't believe it, man. I think it's your fault, actually.
You started really? I would love to hear this one.
I think you started like training your world-breaking tricks on crypto website, and now you're somehow bringing it to the real world, man. You fucking glitched the real world. What the fuck?
Breaking the things, man. Well, that's why I'm bringing you on, man. We might as well break this together.
Yeah, let's have fun. But dude, what the hell, man? What a week. I don't even know where to start, man.
Well, dude, start with the burning of the NFT and everything, because as soon as I saw that, I was like, dude, Skeeny did this like a million years ago. Did people start once that happened? Well, can you fill people in on exactly what happened? Let's give people who are listening like the backstory in case they're
out. We start with by the beginning. Okay. Well, basically in December 2019, I think it was, Boulogne. Puffin and myself had the idea to burn a painting and just, exactly what Burn Banksy is doing, basically. Just burning a painting and tokenizing the original to see. It was a test at the time, basically. Like, we had the same argument that we're having now, basically. Like, traditional artists didn't understand the value of NFTs, and they didn't believe that it had any value if you couldn't put it in your home and touch it and show it to your friends, basically. So they're like, okay, fine. Let's try to do this test, man. Burn a bunch of paintings, and then we put them on sale on as NFTs and see what the reaction of the people was going to be.
What was the reaction at the time?
Dude, it was crazy, man. Like, my fans got mental, man. Completely insane. Like, I got so much, such a huge emotional reaction to this. I think at a point, I've been called, like, one of the best insults I've received in my life. What is it? Like an art-burning ISIS motherfucker, man.
Wow. It went like straight terrorist on you.
Yeah. Like, right away.
Because why? Because people just didn't, they don't understand NFTs? Or what was why did it cause, do you think it caused such a reaction?
I think it's just, okay, like the test we're doing is basically like, does it have any value? And how are people going to react? And it turns out that, yeah, okay, it does have, NFTs have value, more value than real life art, actually. But people are still super attached to real life art. And wow, we also choose the paintings that we were going to burn carefully. Like, we basically choose like the cutest piece I was doing at the time, which are the little birds. And then, yeah, I had people begging me, like, I got flooded by messages of people begging me not to do it. But because, okay, at the point we pushed it even like to the next level. Like, we started with the NFT minus art where we destroyed the original. And then, like, to take the decision out of my hands, we started with NFT plus minus art. Basically, the winner of the auction was the one who was going to choose to destroy the real life art to make the NFT cool. Unique, or to be sent both, basically. And that's when the people got even angrier, because they are accusing me basically to holding them hostage and forcing them to buy my art in order for me not to destroy it.
I thought that was
interesting. Well, dude, that's probably why the Banksy thing like blew up, right? Like, people had similar reactions to that on like a larger scale. They were just appalled that someone would do something like that in the first place. And did you stumble upon that story first, or did people start hitting you up, or how did you realize that, like, you know, that all came about?
No, okay. First of all, man, like, my first reaction to the story, I saw it on Twitter. It was like, I thought it was funny at first. Like, hey, look, this guy is doing the same shit that we had. The idea to do a year ago, like, how interesting, like, it's the same reasoning, like, new people that come in the space have the same reasoning, and I talked to Bulosh about it, and we both had a laugh. You have to know that, like, okay, like, I've done so many experiments in this space, and never my goal was to be the first to do them. I don't think, if you read my blog post, I'm never there, oh, look at me, I'm the first to do this shit.
Right, right.
It never was the fucking point. But, so, yeah, I've let it slide. And then I started, all right, do you remember a year and a half ago how we were trying to convince all our friends that NFTs was the future? And you and I had this discussion, and I think we both came up to the same conclusion that we gave up, basically. I gave up trying to explain this shit. And now, man, it's been like a week or two that I keep on receiving messages from my real-life friends.
Yeah.
Like, just talking about NFTs, whatever. And that particular day, like, when the Guardian article was released, I wake up and I had like 10 messages on my phone of people asking me, hey, dude, what the fuck, man? Weren't you doing that like a year ago? How come this guy is taking credit? And I got pissed off, man. Not because I wasn't credited to be the first, but more that because this,
right?
I mean, Vern Banksy was just pretending he was.
Right.
So,
dude, I feel like a lot of us who have been in this space for a long time can absolutely identify that with that. Like, a lot of us, and I bet Connie can co-sign on it as well, because, you know, a lot of us have just been tinkering around and experimenting with things for the love of experimentation and just seeing what happens, and not necessarily trying to like put our flag on the map with being the first of anything. But yeah, shit, dude, if someone like does something that you did first and then like wants to make a big deal out of it, it's sort of like, what the fuck, right? So Connie, I got to talking to Skeeny about this, right? And I was pissed off on Skeeny's behalf, because I, you know, can identify with people, you know, sort of, you know, mooching off of ideas that I feel like I've come up with and everything. And Skeeny was like, I've been talking to Connie. And I was like, yes, like, bring Connie into this conversation, man. He's exactly who I want to bring into this conversation. So, dude, interested to hear how you got pulled into this conversation in the first place. I can guess, but also interested in your perspective in general, man, about just like the influx of like people coming into this space and, you know, taking credit or ownership for things that, you know, are, you know, not theirs. And dude, it drives me crazy, man. If like another person starts following me on Twitter that I've never heard of, that calls themselves like an NFT expert or an NFT authority or something, I feel like I want to throw my microphone through the wall. So I feel like this is my safe place right now, where I can just vent to, like, you know, other people who have suffered the same plight. Connie, talk to me, man. Like, how did you get pulled in, and what's your perspective, dude?
Yeah, digital. Check it out, man. I want to say that I absolutely wanted to stake my flag in the ground as the first to do shit. Like, I totally had that intention with a lot of this shit. So, yeah, just being completely fucking honest. Like, that's the reason why I'm on this call.
Hey, like, good, man. Yes.
Yeah, for real. And so I got roped into this conversation because I seen on Twitter, Skeeny was going off, man. And I was just like, what the fuck? And he hit me up. You guys have both hit me up one on Twitter, one on Discord, and we were all just kind of talking individually, and then we kind of set up a group chat or whatever. But I want to say this. First of all, Skinny did this shit long time ago, 2019, like he said. Right? It's fully documented. There's actual video of him doing this. And clearly, anybody who knows anything about blockchain technology understands that it's great for time stamping history. So not only is there video evidence, there's proof on the blockchain that this has happened before. He's the first to do it, to my knowledge. And I will also say there's also proof that Ashton Kutcher, the actor, the investor, big name Hollywood star, he did this as well in 2020. He partnered with Cryptograph, which is a NFT tokenizing platform that has a philanthropic sort of nonprofit angle where a percentage of each sale goes to the nonprofit of your choice. And Ashton created an artwork. He burned it on video. So now there's only one that lives digitally as an NFT, and they sold it, and a portion of those sales went to a nonprofit. So all this is documented too. So whoever burned Banksy is and whatever they're claiming is false. But the problem is this is how quote unquote fake news and false stories spread, is because a lot of these people have larger reach, larger audience, more pull. And these publications that reach out to them and that they talk to have an even larger audience most times. And so whatever they say kind of gets published, and it won't be redacted. People won't correct and rewrite and edit the story to correct history. They'll just keep running with their bullshit. And there's more to talk about this on the music front. I'm just getting started. Digital. Yes.
Dude, talk about the music front, man, because... Do you have like a list of like firsts or whatever off the top of your head, or like I know you've been like trying to put your flag in the ground, man, because I feel like excuse me, so many audio music conversations come up that leave you out of the picture, and it's hard to really understand why, man. It's hard to know if it's like a lack of just good journalism. It's hard to know if it's like literally people just trying to steal the spotlight and, you know, take credit for, you know, things that they don't deserve credit for. You know, true or false, man, did you release the first audio MP3? Yeah, or, so I mean, audio NFT, I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, so there's definitely a distinction between MP3 and MP4 NFTs.
Okay, cool.
MP3 actually came later. MP4 came first.
Yes, you're right.
Makers Play, Super Rare, I believe, were the first platforms to kind of open up an MP4 option. I do know for sure, I'm definitely the first hip hop song tokenized as an NFT. And I'll just go back to, because people kind of claim that there's like this other thing that lives on the counterparty blockchain, which nobody fucking uses. All right. NFTs. ERC-721 started with CryptoKitties in 2017. CryptoPunks kind of started that and has migrated over with rap, CryptoPunks, whatever. But anything on Counterparty to me doesn't fucking count as an NFT. You could say what you want to say. But to me, yes, I tokenized the first hip hop song, the first original song. I'm songwriter, recording artist. It was produced alongside Noah Stone. And that was released on March 11th, 2020 on Maker's Place. So yeah, I totally think I'm the first to do that.
So your shit should be like the Punks of like audio NFTs, basically, right? Disclaimer, I own one. But like basically, right? Yeah. I mean, if we're talking like the reason Punks are like OG NFTs is because they were like the first thing of its type, right? So if we're like looking at the music version of that, your shit should be in that category. And I say that like even beyond like, you know, just like, you know, say hip hop isn't like everyone's flavor or whatever, and that's fine. And you know, in all honesty, I don't think punks are everyone's flavor either, but you still like respect the OG status of something being an innovative first in the spot, regardless of how you feel about like the actual like aesthetics of punks or the actual like content of the you know, MP4 or whatever, it should hold its own water regardless of what it is, whether it's like classical music or like, you know, some huge musician or some like musician that nobody's ever heard of. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like, you know, a lot of other things in this space are starting to be looked at like that, like, you know, being given respect for the OG status and like first innovation, first thing to do this, first thing to do that. And I'm like, at some point in time, It seems like you should get your due. What do you make of like the what I was saying earlier, man? Do you think it's like an intentional snub? Do you think it's like lack of like research? Do you think it's something in between? What do you make of like, you know, the whole situation?
Yeah, so I was having a conversation with My World a few days ago. Shout out to My World.
Love My World.
Yeah, man, we got some heat coming. Actually dropping today.
Awesome.
I think this audio will be out next week, but yeah, anyway. So we were talking and he was basically saying like, as more and more people come into this space, it's so new that they almost feel like any idea is a new idea or the first time something has been done, right? Mm-hmm. And I think for a lot of us, I could speak for myself specifically here, you know, my audience is not as wide as someone like a Tory Lanez, who's like a famous hip hop artist, or, you know, somebody who has more reach and more popularity mainstream in the Web 2 world. And so when they claim to do something, I think they get more of that clout because this has been so niche for such a long time. And we've been at this for years now, right? Yeah. So a lot of that stuff kind of gets forgotten, and you have to, I think, reiterate and maybe bring it up to people's attention and just kind of like toot your own horn. I'm not one to always like brag and be like, hey, I did this, or check out what, like, if you pay attention to me, that's not my energy. I don't do that shit. But I feel like I should start getting on that shit. That's what My World tells me. I need to talk my shit.
I've thought the same thing to myself, man. You know, I run my mouth a lot, but I try not to like really, you know, dig in like that. But I've started to think the same thing. Sorry, Skinny, what were you going to say, man?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not that difficult to verify that kind of shit, man. We're a community that's quite united, man. Just fucking log on, ask on Discord, ask on Twitter. You'll have an answer straight, man. And the thing that pissed me off with Banksy, that was just another thing. It's like, dude, I tried to reach to him, and I sent him message and everything. And now the guy just fucking like ducks his head in the sand and refuses to listen to what the fuck we're doing, man. I don't get it, man. It's like as if somebody just, comes to your place, doesn't say hello, open the door, fucking doesn't wipe his feet, just destroy your fucking living room, open your fridge and pisses in it, man. What the fuck is this? I don't
know. That is when it seems like intentional, right? Because proper form would be like I tend to agree with what Connie's saying and can co-sign on what My World is saying. I think some people are just oblivious, but proper form would be, if something like that happens, then you own up, right? You're like, my bad, you know, at least, like a my bad.
And plus, we're a super, one thing I love about this community is the exchange of IDs. I think I would have loved to have a fucking conversation with him, man. We had the same, we probably have a lot of things in common because he talked about the same shit. But no, instead of having a conversation, he just fucking hides in his little, like, clubhouse echo chamber. I mean, fuck that, man. What is this? Anyway, sorry for the rant.
No, dude, that's a whole
nother. He's the technical guy. I just run my mouth.
Yo, go ahead, Connie. What were you going to say, man?
No, it's all good. Like, Skinny has every reason to be upset. Proper form, like you said, Rizzo, would be to, you know, say my bad, like, I didn't know, I apologize, and I'll set the record straight publicly, like, you know, give Skinny his clout, his recognition, you know, because he deserves it, and he should be held up as the first to do such a thing, because clearly he wasn't the first and he wasn't the last. I think this will be a thing going forward, the idea of only the digital version will exist. The physical has been burned. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's a thing, you know? So shit, he started.
Thanks.
Agreement. So you guys were both also like way, way in front of the curve in terms of like social currencies and, you know, sort of building a brand out that way. And obviously Roll got hacked a few days ago, and Skinny, I know your token took a huge hit. Connie, I didn't see yours in publicly. Did yours get wrecked as well, or how did you fare with that whole situation?
Yeah, man. Never really been too focused on price per se. But yeah, it completely crashed through the floor, below 0 cents, back to the beginning. It has recovered slightly, but yeah, pretty terrible.
Dude, that, I don't know. I'm going to take Skin, man, and I really need I mean, it's difficult to put me down, but that shit put me to my knees, man. What the fuck? I mean, this is how it happened, man. It was the breakfast for me, man. I was talking to with McMaster. Okay, shout out to McMaster, but MagNFT, because he keeps on telling me that I never like give him credit for shit, but the guy rocks.
There you go. You're
There you
setting the
go,
record
man.
straight today, man.
Moods Canadien, voilà ton long shout out. And anyway, so like every morning I take my coffee, I do a bit of like ERC20 trading. I'm talking with him, and I see like I was just checking whale and trading some whale. I think that's when I see the price on CoinGecko from whale going to from. I think it was almost at $40, going from $40 to two, man. Boom! I just laughed my ass off, and I'm like, "Hey, Mike, look, I think there's a bug on CoinGecko." Then I pull out, man, and I see all the fucking currencies one by one. Boom! 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 Dude, fucking skull went from like 0.25 to less than a cent.
Yeah.
I mean, I can rant, man, because what the fuck happened? Like, I don't know. I love Sid and Brad D, dude. Like, Connie and I, like, Connie, you know them from longer than I do, but I've known them since like September 2019, I think. And those guys are, I mean, I'm super conflicted about this shit because they're awesome, man. Like, they've helped me. Dude, they're super knowledgeable about NFT, about social money.
They are.
They've taught me so many things, like about like token security, about finances, about I mean, fuck. I think the person I've learned the most from is Sid, man. Sid is awesome,
Yeah.
and I can't. I just, dude, 10% of my fucking total supply of Skull was on a hot wallet. How the fuck is that possible? I mean, it's so unlike them. I don't understand. Like, they told me about token security. One of the reasons why I had no problem leaving my skull with them is that I trust them more than I trust myself with this shit. I don't know. And you're right. I was listening to your podcast yesterday, man. Yeah, just don't give the keys to the castle to somebody else. And you're just completely fucking right, man. I should have fucking cold walleted this shit. And that's what I'm gonna do actually when the investigation is over. But
Dude,
oh,
they
man.
make a. I mean, dude, I've had the same experience with them that you have, man. We've had them on the podcast multiple times. Great people, super
Yeah.
knowledgeable, and they paved the way very nicely for people who don't want to fuck around with smart contracts to just get on board with them and let them handle all the, under the hood stuff. And so, it's a good product with like a good use case, but shit, man, you hate to see this kind of thing happen, regardless. Connie, man, what's your take on the whole situation?
Totally unfortunate. It was a bad situation all the way around. I know a lot of communities were negatively affected by this. Some communities got totally wiped out. Definitely a learning lesson. I just hope everybody can, learn something and come back stronger from this. Not sure why so much was in the hot wallet. Don't really have answers for that.
Nobody
But
does, man. It's just.
yeah, it's crazy.
Do you feel like they should be doing like more to compensate people? That's like the big thing. I'm sort of like walking into the fire here. I'm not like
Yeah,
too
well.
familiar with what goes on with the thing, but I'm like 500K. I don't know what their business has made. Are you like, given what happened, what happened has happened, right? Do you guys feel
Well,
like they've had the appropriate response?
dude, what can they do, man? Like,
Yeah, I don't know.
they're gonna wreck their company if they compensate everybody. I think the first thing they should do is they should burn their share of the tokens that have been affected. Why would they get to keep their share of Skull when they've lost like 10% of my supply? So the first thing to do, I think that would be fair, is just burn that shit. And then I don't know, man. I don't understand how they're gonna compensate people and not go bankrupt.
Yeah, I don't know either, man. It's a tough situation. They got themselves in a jam there. Connie, I mean, you were also one of the first people to do a lot of things with social currencies. Do you feel like you get the respect you deserve on that end, or is this like a similar story to like the music NFT scene, where you've had a tendency to get overlooked in the past? To be fair, man, I do feel like the OG Alliance, if there's not an official one, but I do see like DCL Blogger, you know, giving you respect, you know, Matt from Sen obviously like shouts you out periodically. So dude, I like the like unofficial OG Alliance we have that continues to like keep each other's names out there and in front of people, because I feel like that is what it takes, man. That's sort of what we were saying earlier, how we've got to like continue to put our flag in the ground if people are going to, you know what's up. So yeah, man, how do you feel about like the social currency scene and like your ideas that have been adopted by other people and, you know, that whole thing?
Yeah. And I just had a thought too. Remind me to come back to the whole music NFT tokenizing the first album, supposedly Blau. Anyway.
Yes.
Yeah. The social token thing, you know, so early on with that too. And I feel like there was a point in time when I wasn't getting recognition or acknowledgement or whatever. And, you know, that has changed since then. I've definitely been getting more recognition and acknowledgement on that front. But you know, I think a lot of this has to do with ego, right? Like, do I, like, a part of me is like, do I even really need that? Do I fucking care? It's like a lot of effort and a lot of work to be like, hey, don't forget about me. Hey, yeah. What about, well,
I think you deserve that, dude. You've paved the way for so many of us, man. I remember like when we started with Social Token, I was like, I was trying to do shit my own way, and this, I tried to figure out how to do things. And every time it's like, shit, Connie's done it already like this. I need to find another way. And sometimes it was just no other way to fucking do it but the way you did it. So it's like, ah, man, I hope he's not pissed at me, man. But I mean, just for the credit thing, man, I think there's a lot of OGs, artists and collectors that got your back, man. Like Will Shark and I, like we discussed that like a while ago. Like we try to give you credit every time that it's possible, man. Because we saw that you were getting fucked, man. So like, mm-hmm. I don't know, we got your back, man.
No, that's sort of the thing, though, right? I mean, you shouldn't have to be like, hey guys, don't forget about me, right? That's not like the whole point. Well, I feel like is that you shouldn't have to be in that situation in the first place. Like it should. It should be known, right?
Yeah, I know, but we gotta have each other's back, man. I think it's new, man.
Yeah.
So I talk about the first. Yeah, go ahead, man.
Oh yeah, I'll talk about that. But no, I just wanted to say the unofficial, official OG Alliance, like the shit is powerful, and I think the more we double down and triple down on what that is and what that means, we can have a huge, like we've already had an impact individually, right? In a lot of different ways. But this OG Alliance is something to be reckoned with. Like we can do some real shit out here. And I'm just going to leave it at that.
Yeah. We used to be, but I don't know. You're pretty quiet, but I don't know. I guess I'm a bit louder than you. And I think I'm going to get fucking louder, man. It's just to make sure that we all get credit for what we deserve.
Indeed.
No, man, I agree that we've been doing a good job. You know, it's funny, man. I spent a lot of time with Trizlet lately. You know, we were down at NFT 42 War Room for a week together and talking about a lot of this stuff. And, you know, he was saying a lot of the same things that we are in terms of like people getting recognition and sticking up for each other and everything. And I feel like it's a common thread that sort of like weaves its way through everyone who's been around this for a while, that sees everybody new coming in and, you know, acting like this is brand new territory that no one's ever seen before. And everyone's sort of like, you know, what the hell, man? We've been here doing this for a long time now.
Yeah, we worked hard for this shit, man. And not for financial gain. It was like, dude, when we started, I was giving NFTs for free at the beginning, or making maybe like 5, 10, 20 bucks per NFT. And I thought that was cool, man. That wasn't really the point, really. It was the technology and the scene and the whole ideal that crypto art represented for me that was important. Mm-hmm. No, it's just, I don't know. Yeah, we build this shit from our hard work, dude. And I think they need to fucking recognize that.
Yeah,
that is sort of what it feels like, right? It sort of feels like our hard work is sort of being like co-opted, and again, man, it's hard to, like, you know, no one wants to be like the old guy yelling at the kids to get off his lawn or anything like that. But at the same time, it's like, respect the lawn, motherfucker.
Yeah. It's actually, dude, I think our community is super welcoming as well. Man, I want new people come and to be included. Like, I really don't want to be the asshole that's just like, that before, like, fuck the new guys. No, not at all. Right, I want as many people to come here, and I'll help, you know, Skull, that's the goal of Skull, is helping people with their art and to grow themselves. It's not for my personal profit. Skull never was about money. So yeah, no, I welcome, like, new people in the space, and I help them. But man, don't come and, you know, piss in my fridge, like I was saying before.
Yeah, man, no piss in the fridge.
No.
Yo, speaking of piss in the fridge, man, Connie, let's hear the deal about this album.
Awesome segue, Rizzle. Thank Amazing. You. Yeah, so apparently there's been a lot of media news coverage around Blau and his quote-unquote first ever NFT album, and you know, Business Insider, EDM.com, a whole lot of big publications are touting this as the first tokenized album. Which in reality, it's not. And it's kind of unfortunate because, you know, there were a lot of people who were bidding on these NFTs. I think with that thought in mind that this was a first. Well, granted, there are aspects to it, like the physicality and different things that may be the first. But if we're talking a tokenized NFT album, it's definitely not the first. And I kind of felt bad for Whale Shark because he spent like $3 million to come in second place. And I was just like, God damn, that's a lot of money for second place. And it's not even the first tokenized album. The first tokenized NFT album is from Mighty 33. And it's a collaborative effort between him, myself, Vandal from Dial Records, Unknown Misery, and a few other artists. I'm sorry for leaving your name out. There was also visual artists involved, like Katie Arrington and a few others. And basically what happened was it was a 14-track album that was tokenized as an NFT back in October of 2020. Clearly, this is on the blockchain, and clearly there are timestamps and proof of this. And, you know, what happens is because none of us are Grammy award-winning, or none of us are household names or whatever, have millions of followings, this kind of gets swept under the rug. Or, you know, what happens is people come in and they start doing shit, but they don't integrate with the community. They don't become a part of the movement, right? It's kind of like a cash grab or whatever. Mm-hmm. They're trying to get headlines. And so this is what happens, because had this individual been a part of the community and involved in conversations and really in the NFT music space, like, we have group chats, we have forums, we talk with each other, and had this person done that and did some research, they would have not touted their album as the first NFT album, because it's not. And that's
so agree, man. This is just, it's about the, I think exactly the same. But you know what's gonna happen, man? I think this is gonna happen more and more, and the media don't know what the fuck's happening right now. They're completely confused, which I find hilarious, by the way.
Yeah.
And I think for the next upcoming months, year, it's just going to be misinformation galore. But dude, since I've got into NFT, like, I've known from the start, this shit is going to take over every aspect of our life, man. I think like Jim. And once we reach a point where it's everywhere and it's completely adopted, people are going to start looking back to what the fuck happened, man. Serious people, not people, not just clickbaiting journalism bullshit. And they're going to start researching what happened, and everything is on the blockchain. I think now we're going to get ignored, we're going to get fucked, but in a few years we'll get the recognition that we deserve, because everything is there. It's undeniable.
Dude, I tend to agree with that. And actually, now I remember why I brought Trizlet up earlier, because he has like an interesting theory, which I am, you know, sort of coming around to, where that, you know, the NFT and the crypto space is sort of a unicorn, in the sense that, like, you know, a lot of people who have been in it for a long time now have sort of made their money. They don't necessarily have like fuck you money, but a lot of people.
I had fucking money.
Yeah, well, so dude, so this is what I'm saying, right? So, like, you know, in a lot of spaces where that explode suddenly and get like gentrified. You know, the big money moves in and basically like buys off all like the big influencers and projects and like pulls them under their wing. And Trizlet sort of has this theory that like that might not actually happen in this space because there's enough people out there who are huge innovators who just don't get down like that. And they've made money at this point and they are in it just like we were in the very beginning, right? Like no one was getting rich. And a lot of people still aren't, but especially in the very beginning when, you know, all these NFTs cost like pennies to make and, you know, people were selling them for, you know, 10, 20, 60 bucks tops or whatever, you know, this was all about like the love of experimentation and tinkering around with technology. And, you know, the money was nice and, you know, always, you know, part of the idea, but, you know, there were many other paths to probably many other easier paths towards money for all of us at the, you know, back in like 2018, 2019, when we were just sort of like hanging out, playing around with things and everything. So I don't know, man, I like Trizlet's theory. It makes me feel better because it's sort of, you know, produces the theory that, you know, maybe we don't get overlooked because there's enough like DCL bloggers, you know, Matt, I sent from Nifty Gateway, you know, enough big people out there who have enough influence and who will continue to have enough influence and continue to remind people what happened, that, you know, maybe we don't actually get just totally co-opted by like big business and just buried under the rug. And, you know, that, like you said, I think the blockchain makes that impossible, but people are sort of like still oblivious to that at this point, at least. So I don't know, man, that I'm trying to find like a glass half full thing or whatever. So Trizlet was like sort of helpful with that, like a little bit, but what do you think, man?
I don't know. It's a very positive outlook on things. But yeah.
You think we continue to get buried? You think we continue to get buried?
I don't know, man. I think we need to. All right, we need to create alliances with people that have stronger voices than us, and that respect the fucking what we've done, man. And I think, dude, what's your take on Paris Hilton? Have you seen that shit? She friended me. What the fuck? What's happening, man? It's just insane, man. Like, and honestly, like, I'm not a fan of celebrities. I don't give a fuck about celebrities, man. I don't know. I can't put people on pedestal. That's just the way I am. But I was really impressed by the way she handled the situation, man. She came on the Will Discord and started chatting with people, man, just to get her.
Okay.
This is how you do it, man.
That's different. Like
she came to the fucking core of things and started chatting with the people that actually, you know, build this fucking house.
Yeah. That's different, man.
I respect that.
I feel like that's the first person I've heard who's done that. Like the first person of that sort of stature who's done that. And man, props to her.
Yeah, respect, man. I wouldn't have thought that she'd do something like that. And respect, man. That's how you do it. I don't know.
Agreed.
So maybe we need to create alliances with people that have a bigger voice than us and just get the fucking message going, man.
Does this all hinge on Paris Hilton? Oh my God, is that what this is coming to?
I'm telling you, you've glitched this fucking reality, man.
God damn it. Or maybe not. Maybe that's a good thing.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Okay, I don't like being in the spotlight, and I think I fucking paid my dues to the fucking drama gods here. But I love what's happening in crypto, and I love that this is never a boring day in this fucking community. It's just amazing. It's insane. Complete insanity.
Connie, what's up, man?
Shout out to Paris Hilton. I think Gary V also is someone who has jumped in and been a part of the community, and it's not just, you know, in it for a quick cash grab. He's being very patient with his approach, which I respect. Like, again, like, respect the lawn, come in, join the community, have a voice, you know, that sort of thing. And I agree with you, Skinny, that partnering with people like a Gary Vee or a Mark Cuban or some of these folks who have wider reach and you know, if you're able to have a conversation with them and you know, maybe you have a partnership or whatever, then you can amplify your voice and your message through them, hopefully, right? I think a lot of this, for me, like, I'm not motivated by the money per se, right? It wasn't my reason for doing any of this. I was doing it to experiment, to be creative. I've been in crypto since 2013. This is 8 fucking years of just experimentation and understanding and learning and teaching. And it wasn't about the money. NFTs allowed, you know, me to tokenize my creativity and potentially make some money off of it. And that's great, but it's like a byproduct, right? So, I think what we're seeing right now is a lot of people seeing the money that's being thrown around and they want a piece of that, which, I mean, that's fine, you know, do your thing. But at the same time, let's not just turn this all about money, man. Like, people talk more about the goddamn sales number than they do about how the artwork made them feel. What emotion did it bring out of you? Did you even like it? Like, maybe you didn't fuck with it. Like, what's your opinion? Like, nobody's talking about the actual art. They're talking about the fact that it sold for X amount of ETH.
I disagree. I agree that's the general thing that's like in people's mind for the moment. But I'm blessed to have like collectors that actually collect my fucking art because they like it, man. And I think that's awesome, man. But I love on the same
way. You've been around since the beginning, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, now you've like, you know, sort of gone more mainstream, but you know, you gathered a fan base of people who were collecting your art, you know, for the love of your art, like long before like the cash grabs came in where you could just drop something, you know, on the right platform and sell through no matter who you are.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, and I'm super grateful for that. Really, it's awesome. I love when we have the same my mentality and ideology about money, man. And I don't know, it's cool.
Dude, it is, man. I feel like it's a common theme. I was saying to you guys before we started recording, I was on DeFi Dad's program yesterday, and he echoed the same thing, man. How, like, you know, a lot of us who've been in it for a while, you couldn't be in it for the money. Most of us got wrecked, and we're just like still lingering around anyway. We're like, we're all fucking broke. You all still want to build some shit?
We did it at a loss, all of us at the beginning. Man, exactly. I think when I started with Skull, I've distributed for free 1 million fucking Skull, and you could buy NFTs with it. Like, I think I distributed something like more than 100 NFTs for free just to get people used to social money and to get my art around, man. That was all at my fucking cost. And then I started making, like, I don't know, fucking, well, not pennies, but like $5, $10, $20. And then it, you know, just grew to what it is now. But yeah, it wasn't about the money at all.
Yeah. I think that's why, man. I think that's how we ended up where we are, because that isn't what has been like primarily driving all of us, and hopefully what lands us in like the you know, NFT history books at some point or whatever. Final thoughts. Want to drop anything on us? Any cool stuff you guys got coming up that you want to shout out, or anything that we didn't hit on that you want to touch on? Go ahead, Skinny.
Kenny, you want to go first, or I dropped the... But the shit I was telling you before. All right. Yeah. So I'm gonna. All right. I got this build in Crypto Voxels. I think it's probably like the biggest fucking build that you can you can have. It's 8 parcels, 8 massive parcels in Midtown. Like, I own 4. 2 are owned by Chief Monkey. Shout out to Chief Monkey. He fucking rocks. And 2 are owned by Cortland, who's a fucking the god of async.
Yeah.
And I built, like, my idea was to build the crypto art hub, like a massive museum, but I realized that this shit would take me so much effort to curate that I've kind of dropped the idea. And plus, Mogda is doing this super well. So shout out to Mogda as well. I'm going to completely change the direction of that build. I'm going to call it the fucking OGs, man. It's going to be it's going to be a build dedicated to the artists, collectors, builders, like social, people that promote the space, all the projects that were there at the beginning and that fucking fought for this space. So yeah, I'm gonna need help to build it. I'm gonna try to coordinate that next month or the month.
Shard that shit, dude. I don't buy a lot of shards, but I'll buy a shard of that shit.
That's a great idea, man. I haven't fucking thought about that. Yeah, let's shard that shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, the fucking OG museum is going to come eventually when I find the right people to do that with.
Hell yes.
Boom. Shark that shit.
Shark that shit.
I need a t-shirt with that. But yeah, shout out to Chief Monkey. I think Whale Shark gave me a few parcels. Well, gave me, like, lend me a few parcels as well. That's around the... It's like nice. A bunch of parcels that people people lend me to build something fucking massive, man.
Yes. Y'all heard it. People who are listening, a lot of people are listening at this listening party. Help build yeah. the thing. If you build it, we will shard it.
Yeah. We'll shard that shit.
We'll shard that shit. Go ahead, Connie. What you got, man?
Yeah, man. So today is March the 17th. So today I'm going to drop a teaser video of my next song produced by My World. It's called Staking. The full song will be out on Audius next week, likely on March 24th. And then I have a drop coming up on April the 5th on Maker's Place that is inspired by the actual Staking song. So people can look out for that. I have another drop coming up on the Flow blockchain at some point. I don't have a date as of yet, but to be announced. And then something towards the end of April that will pretty much change everything regarding NFT music. So
nice.
I get more personal shitting as well to do if you want.
Yeah, dude, do the same.
So I'm on the collective trading cards that are coming. I think like I think starting from the pre-sale is tomorrow, probably coming next month.
Oh, cool.
I'm on a couple of on the Whale XR shit that's coming the 25th, and what else did I want to turn the shit? And the NFT boxes from. A lot of money as well. One of the pieces is mine.
Awesome.
Why another shit, but I'd rather keep that for. I think I'm on the whip next week, so I gotta keep some shit for the whip as well.
Nice.
All right, so that's it.
Awesome. Yo, sweet. It's an honor to. I'll be here running my mouth.
Me too, dude.
Yo, it was. Absolutely an honor to sit down with you guys. I'm sure we'll do it again at some point, hopefully under like better circumstances when we, you know, get to brag about everyone giving us credit for all of our shit. But in the meantime, OG Alliance will mount up and we got each other's backs and we'll make sure people know who the real OGs are. So, yo, thank you guys so much and we'll talk soon.
Thank you, man, for
digital.